This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show, friends. We appreciate your listenership, and thanks for checking us out. This is the first time listening. Now, folks, I have a really quick question for you. You know how it's been said that they love to condemn in the North, and then they promote in the South. I want you to listen to this real carefully. During the break, just not even 2 minutes ago, the conservatives are continuously magnifying the crimes of the Muslim jihadists. This has been going on for a long time. This is scriptural. Well, hear their hissing is what the Bible tells us. And it's interesting to note that the media continuously uses jihadists to scare the American people into submission, because if you're paying attention how they're promoting it in the North, in this case the West, and then they're condemning it in the East, isn't it interesting to note that it's the same media and it's the same corrupt government, friends, in America that has actually given legal standing to an organization called CAIR, C-A-I-R? How does that make sense? Is anybody paying attention as to what's going on here? As a matter of fact, the founder, Omar Ahmad, said, he's the founder of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of Scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on the earth. You remember, they're taught to kill who? They're taught to kill the infidel, the unbelievers. So here again, we have the conservatives magnifying the crimes of the Muslim jihadists, yet it's also the same outlets, the supposed conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, that are actually promoting and giving a legal standing to an organization called CARE in the United States of America. Is anybody paying attention? As a matter of fact, I'll do my best to recite their names. We have Ghassan Al-Shia, Masu Abu Marzouk, Randall Royer, Basim Kavaki, Rabi Haddad. These are all on the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE, and they claim to be a civil rights group when in fact CARE has ties to terrorism and intimate links with Hamas. So you want to talk about confusion to face? Go ahead and read Daniel 9:24. You have the media magnifying the crimes of Muslim jihadists, and then you have corruption in America through representation and government that's foreign to our American Constitution, traitors, Judases, friends, that are selling you out by giving legal standing, they say, to organizations that actually promote the very things that they're using as a fear, a tool of fear to subject people to the Muslim jihadists? I mean, America, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on. And I mean, you want to talk about how messed up in the head Americans are today and how confused they are because they've left off the Word of God? Did you know that a Texas judge was just recently suspended in Texas, America? A judge in Texas is suspended after officials find out that she's not a U.S. citizen. Judge Young Min Burkett has now 90 days to become a citizen. She may keep her job after lying about her citizenship for years. See what I mean when I continuously tell the people that you hold fast to deceit? Well, guess what, friends? If you weren't holding fast to deceit, you would hold fast to the law that condemns the crime rather than magnifies the crime, in which I'm doing right now. Judge Young Min Burkett has 90 days to become a citizen. I want you to listen to this. She may keep her job after lying about her citizenship for years. She's been lying for years, and she sits as a judge? How does she play the arbiter? How does she distinguish that's what's lawful and what's not lawful if there's no truth in her, John 8:44? You know, the question is how many times did she lie on an application to be a judge in the state of Texas? And she gets to keep her job. Congratulations, America. And here's the kicker. Her rulings will stand. Her rulings will stand. She's been lying to the American government for how long? She swore to uphold the Constitution, as she is found out to be a liar? Hey folks, officials in South Texas have placed a municipal court judge on unpaid leave after it was discovered that she's not a U.S. citizen. Folks, again, you can't make this stuff up. Corpus Christi Mayor Pro Tem Lucy Rubio told the Corpus Christi Caller Times that Judge Young Min Burkett was placed on leave for 90 days with the intention that will be enough time for her to obtain citizenship. I want you to think about that. Rubio says that the city never asked during the qualification process to become a municipal judge whether Burkett was a citizen, and says Burkett never tried to deceive or misrepresent her background. Why wouldn't she be asked? I mean, folks, doesn't it come in? When we come into the United States, our forefathers, they came in abiding by the laws of the land. As a matter of fact, our forefathers' forefathers established the laws which God commanded through common law, which we abide by to remain a free people. Does not common sense come into play, friends, that you tell the truth to become a judge? I mean, after all, it's the job of a judge to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. What we have here is an unrighteous individual condemning crime? Big question mark. It's time for us to think, America, as to what's going on. Here's another one for you, talking about confusion of faith. Senator John McCain, the traitor within, kills GOP's chance at any Obamacare repeal. Now, I get a question for you, America. In all fairness to the truth that has fallen in the street because the people have allowed it to fall into the street, and we wonder why equity does not enter in because the people could care less, read Isaiah 59. Senator John McCain has been called out for his acts of treason over and over and over and over and over and over again. Can you imagine, America, if when Senator John McCain was actually found out to be the traitor that he really is, when he first got into politics, can you imagine how many crimes and acts of treason would have been prevented if we would have magnified the law against his crimes rather than waiting for him to do it again? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. As a matter of fact, I will jump over there just for one moment and see what we have going on. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to jump on our Facebook account, you can do that again. Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on our Facebook account. And if you want to jump over on our Twitter account, for what it's worth, please do. Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just highlighting the fact, friends, during the first segment, the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are promoting and using Muslim jihadists to subject people with the use of fear to succumb to Muslims worldwide. Don't again, question what I'm telling you, friends. I'm telling you that's what's going on. It's clear to see this if you open up your eyes. What we see is them condemning it in the East and then promoting it in the West. And this is what dictators do. This is what politicians do. And they so often get caught in the middle when someone's paying attention to the game they're playing. Now, what's also interesting to note is they give legal standing to an organization like that. And it's not a legal standing, friends. It's a violation of our constitutional law. They have no legal standing. Neither does the ACLU or other groups as the such, friends. But in understanding what I'm saying, they promote care, and they begin, corrupt politicians and corrupt government begins to defend these people and say that they're not here to hurt anybody, yet that's all they're doing is promoting the same thing through the media. So they're playing off of each other. This is like the Democrats and the Republicans playing off of each other all day long, and this is what they're doing. And we need to pay attention to what's going on. And then I highlighted a Texas judge who was suspended after officials found out that she's not even a U.S. citizen, and then only to add confusion to face, Daniel 9:24, friends, they told the American people that all of her rulings will stand. And they've even given her a grace period of 90 days to become a U.S. citizen. This is what you tolerate, America. This is why it's happening. You hold fast to deceit, and this is what happens under your noses. You don't put two and two together until it's too late. Folks, the cards of judgment are being stacked against you. You do need to understand that. It is raining. There's no question about it. Folks, I also wanted to let you know, too, when you look in Isaiah 59, it says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, your lawlessness, your lack of love, which is the fulfilling of the law, have separated you between you and your God. And your sins, your lawless violations and transgressions against God's moral law," 1 John 3:4, "have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Your hands are defiled with blood. Look to the babies, 3,000 to 4,000 a day. Your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies," double meaning. "Your tongue hath muttered perverseness." And what's the problem with America? Number 4, Isaiah 59, verse 4. "None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for the truth. They trust in vanity, vain, and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquities." Friends, that's what's happening in this country. Then I began to share with you, America, another headline concerning John McCain. Senator John McCain, the traitor within, kills GOP's chance at any Obamacare repeal. Friends, do you think that the corrupt within didn't know how they were going to play this off? Because if you think that that's the case, you have got to be out of your mind. Nothing in politics happens that's not first planned, said Roosevelt when he blurted out the truth in his confusion back in the 30s. Now, can you imagine what would have happened if the American people would have dealt with Senator John McCain, the traitor within, the first time he committed the act of treason years ago? As a matter of fact, let me give you a little history on Songbird McCain's history, okay? This is U.S. News and World Report from 1973. This was before the internet. McCain in captivity. We're told, America, that somehow or another, the traitor and the Judas, John McCain, was a war hero. You've heard this before. Right? But if you actually pull the curtain back and listen to those that want you to know the truth of the matter concerning Songbird McCain, the reason they named him Songbird McCain is because he sang like a bird to your enemies. The evidence in his own words, his fellow veterans and his captors. Retired Army Colonel Earl Hopper, a veteran of World War II, Korean and Vietnam, contends that the information that McCain divulged, declassified information to North Vietnam, used to hone in their own air defense system. McCain told his North Vietnamese captors highly classified information, the most important of which was the package routes concerning our military over there, which were routes used to bomb North Vietnam. He gave in detail the attitude or the altitude that they were flying, the direction. If they made a turn, he gave them primary targets to the United States, which they were interested in. Hopper contends that the information that McCain provided allowed the North Vietnamese to adjust their air defenses, and as a result, Hopper claims the U.S. lost 60% more aircraft in 1968 called of the bombing of North Vietnam because of the information McCain had given to them. As a matter of fact, this individual, retired Army Colonel Earl Hopper, said, "I would call John McCain a yellow-bellied, sap-sucking traitor." Can you imagine how responsible this individual is for the crimes and the murders of our kids that were unlawfully and unconstitutionally sent to Vietnam. It was a money-making war concerning the military-industrial complex along with the war criminal John F. Kennedy. And don't question what I'm telling you, friends. And if you do, do your due diligence and you can call in and apologize anytime. Or if you're just one of those buffs that want to cross-check me, I'm the same kind of guy. And you're the kind of guy that we need out there, by the way. Just wanted to let you know before we start rocking the show, give us a call at any time. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me go back to Senator John McCain, the traitor within. I want to reiterate the point. Can you imagine, friends, how many crimes would have been prevented if the American people would have dealt with John McCain after the first time he was found out? But see, what happens, like this other program or this other article we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you know that the FBI is indicting two Pennsylvania mayors in pay-to-play probe? Can you imagine what would happen if the American people were really grateful for the price paid for their freedoms, that they would tolerate zero crime in their government? Here's the headline again. The sonsoflibertymedia.com, FBI indicts two Pennsylvania mayors in pay-to-play probe. Now, it also says on this headline that two Pennsylvania Democratic mayors in pay-to-play probe. But I also want to say this. I seen a post this morning putting this together line upon line, precept upon precept, and it's a post of the foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama. And on this post, it shows him in the Oval Office in the People's White House, and it says, "My greatest accomplishment has been to build the strongest Republican Party ever." Now, if you remember right, America, what I'm highlighting right now is the fact that, America, you're falling for everything because you're holding fast to deceit. Americans deserve what they tolerate. As you are now finding out that the Republicans are just as bad as the so-called Democrats, first of all, keep in mind we don't have a dual system in government. I've said this a million times. But folks, if you're that foolish to believe that we have a two-party system and you believe that one's better than the other one, hey, again, friends, you just can't fix stupid. You have to seriously be stuck on stupid to fall for the games that have been played out over and over, decade after decade. And it's the same game. There's nothing new under the sun, friends. Nothing new under the sun. And when you look, as I'm looking at the headlines right now on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, who again is creating all of this chaos within the United States? Corrupt politicians and the media. Corrupt politicians and the media. Shut those two down and you're going to know something called peace. But the only way that you're going to know peace is when you read Deuteronomy 4 and you actually keep the commandments of the Lord concerning crimes in America. I mean, this is crazy stuff. And did you see on sonsoflibertymedia.com, after engaging in numerous security violations over the years, former DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she's now part of another scam. And now we see the same thing with Jeff Sessions, part of another scam, another part of another scam. James Comey, when
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Just highlighting what's going on in America today. Just today. I'm taking this right off the headlines, and I'm sharing with you, America. I'm putting it into clear view by using the Word of God and the Constitution, and I'm showing you why you're confused to face and what it is that you tolerate. Here, let me go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll give you a couple more. Minneapolis protesters to Mayor Betsy Hodges. I said to Mayor Betsy Hodges in Minneapolis, stop terrorizing us. That tells you Americans are awake as to who the criminals are and those that are terrorizing us and who they are working for, because we know they are not working for us. It's just a fact. We know it. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You ready again? Headline news today. Clinton and Pelosi now caught up in Democrat Muslim IT spy scandal. How many times do the Clintons need to be busted for their crimes against we the people before you respond, America? Because until you respond, again, nothing is going to change in this country. Here's another one. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. McMaster kicks Bannon Alley off National Security Council after Mattis complained. Okay, so we have turmoil in there. It could be a good thing, but Probably not. Sons of Liberty Media.com. You ready for this one, America? This is headline news today. FBI General Counsel James A. Baker under investigation for leaking classified information. Now, let me just slow my roll. Let me roll back just a little bit. And let me ask you something, America. Who's responsible for what's going on in this country? Is it the corrupt politicians? Is it the corrupt media? Or is it the American people that keep playing into the games of both fronts that are selling you down the river? America, let me say it again. You are being sold down the river because you refuse to let go of deceit and take hold of the Word of God and the Constitution. You're doing it to yourselves. That would be called a glutton for punishment. That would be called a glutton for punishment. Here's another one. Headline news. Treason. GOP congressman says Muslim IT spy had access to all the communication of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Who's the responsible party, America? Those that are called to represent we the people are now coming to light as being treasonous. How long on this show, folks, have we been cracking this can open? How long has God been faithful, America, to warn you in his mercy over and over and over again? And now we're into it. How long have we been on treason, America? How long has the Spirit of Christ kept our eyes on what's going on in our government and showing you the responsible parties, right? But who's even more responsible than the corrupt politicians? Who's more responsible than corrupt media? The American people are. The people in prospective countries are for tolerating the crimes of those that are creating the chaos. You know, it's been said that riot is the voice of the unheard. Riot is the voice of the unheard. You want to know why the young people in this country are rising up? Because they are so sick and tired of those that call themselves the right for sitting back and doing a whole lot of nothing when they should have been protesting like they are now 40 and 50 and 60 years ago concerning corruption in their government. Is it going to the point of no return? That's up to you. But I can tell you this, today we still have the freedom to do the right thing. Are you doing the right thing with the freedoms that you have today? Here, let me give you one more, and then we're going to jump off to the topic. Remember how I just told you during the first segment how they're using Muslim jihadists as a fear tool? ISIS is nothing more than the modern-day version of Hitler's SS, just for the record on a global scale. The globalists are using and funding ISIS and know that it's created to bring people and countries across on a global scale into subjection to a one world government. That's all this is about. Our 300 Marines could have wiped these jokers out a long time ago, America. It's all created. And by the way, taking that to the Word of God, it's exactly what the Lord said he would do to a country that is disobedient. That you wouldn't listen to him. The word was hearken in King James Version. That means to listen carefully. You won't listen to his word. So this is what you get. I will appoint terror. And you know what he said after that? I will appoint those that hate you to rule over you. In Leviticus 26. And how people in America cannot bring about the correlation to see the finger of God concerning what's going on. Just read the Old Testament and you'll see real clearly as to who the responsible party is. As to the judgments that are being brought about. I'm in Jeremiah right now. I was in 6 and 7 last night. It doesn't get any clearer than that as to why and who is responsible for what's going on. God has shown his mercy to this country so many times over and over and over again. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, using the Muslim jihadist to bring people into subjection to the will of the New World Order globalists. It's called Mask Off. Survivors say ISIS jihadis demanded renounce Christ. They refuse, slaughtered 29 Christians. You do need to know that everything that's going on since the beginning of time has been aimed at the Christ, the Christians. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new today that wasn't news back 6,000 years ago when we were first brought forth, when God blew man into existence. And here we have it again. And it's only exposing the players behind ISIS. And it proves the point how they're using ISIS
as they're again condemning them and then promoting them. Because friends, that's exactly what's happening in this country. Which brings me to my point. We have heard that evil prevails because good men and good people do nothing. I want to tell you something, friends. It's not true. It's not true at all. Martin Luther King rightly said, Jr., history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the so-called good people. Is that why we are where we're at today? Oh, you know it is. Is that why we're in trouble today? You know it is, America. It's not because of the bad people. It's because of the so-called good people. And I get to deal with these good people all the time. They're so good that they do nothing but complain about the problem. And that's as far as it goes. Because when it comes time to actually ask for help to get the job done, they're nowhere to be found. I mean, what we see is we see excuses on the left and excuses on the right. And oh, friends, the little games that the so-called grown-ups have played. And as I said earlier, the lack of gratitude toward the sacrifices given for the freedoms that Americans have and yet have. And what happens with Americans? Well, they just simply play the blame game. They blame each other instead of taking responsibility. You know, friends, let me tell you this. I have found that when I was first really radically saved, not by man, not by the prayers of man, not by the will of man, but God really answered me when I asked Him the most. And this was a long process. It didn't just happen in one day. But when I asked Him to show Himself strong on my behalf, I desired, it's the only thing I knew, to know the God of David. And what I noticed is that the Lord came into my life to show me what I was not, to show me who He was. And I noticed that when I went through Scripture, I found that Christ said, I didn't come to be ministered unto, I came to minister. I come as one that serves the people. I come as one as the light in a dark world to be the answer to the problems. And what did He do for us throughout the 3-year ministry He had on this earth? He did nothing but the will of heaven. And what was He doing? He was doing nothing but doing. He was doing nothing but doing. Read Matthew 5:16 when you get a moment. But what do we see here today in America? We see everybody, the grown-ups namely, just blaming each other for the ills in America instead of taking responsibility. And the sad thing about it is, then when you do see people stand up and actually go for the throat concerning criminals in government, like the likes of Clinton and Obama, interestingly enough, they die off. Isn't that interesting? Interestingly enough, folks, they just mysteriously get shot in the head with 2 gunshot wounds to their hand, and then it's rendered to the American people as a suicide. I hope what you heard, you caught. 2 shotgun blasts to the head. It was a suicide. No, friends, it doesn't take 2 blasts. It takes 1. But these are the stupid, ignorant stories that they throw to the people because they don't believe that you'll respond. And for the most part, they're right. We see people dying all day long that are doing the works to deal with corruption. And the good people stand back and they take the media that they say that they don't believe for face value. Wow. Wow. I mean, don't complain about what you tolerate, America. And instead of getting behind those that laid down their lives, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. He did it for me and you. And instead of actually standing up and speaking forth and protesting, well, you say to yourself, I don't have time. I can do it on another day. Well, let me tell you this. The greatest robber of blessings is to procrastinate. Procrastination, I'll do it another time, is the greatest robber of blessings. Don't forget what I'm telling you right now. I believe it was Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him. He was right when he said, do all that you can do today and don't do tomorrow what you can get done today. You know, and that brings me over to John Quincy Adams, the 6th president of the United States of America. Thank you, Lord. When he said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God.
What you hear today from the American people is, no, go, you go ahead and do all that you can do. I'm too busy. I've got a football game to go to, or a hockey game to go to, or me and my children, we have to go, you know, we got to go out and we got to go do something to entertain my little kids out of their freedoms, because after all, this is what I've done for the last 14, 50 years. I love my country so much that I've done absolutely nothing about it. And am I being sarcastic or facetious? Absolutely not. It's true, and you know it's true.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
You know, I was just sharing with you that evil prevails because good people do nothing, and I'm just highlighting the fact that that's not true. It's the appalling silence of the so-called good people. It's the reason that we have the evils in which we are dealing with today. So it's not true. And Edmund Burke said that, and I get his point, but it wasn't well thought through. The only thing for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. They're not good, because if they were good, they wouldn't allow the bad. You know, and call me crazy, America, but you now live in a system, like Chris Hedges said, you now live in a system, and in a nation where doctors destroy health. You now live in a nation where lawyers destroy justice. Oh, my goodness, I could go off for 3 hours on that. No wonder why Jesus damned them people. You now live in a nation where universities destroy knowledge. You now live in a nation where governments destroy freedom. You now live in a nation where the press destroys information. And you now live in a nation where religion destroys morality.
and banks destroy the economy? Who's responsible for all of this? It has to be the good people, right, as Edmund Burke said, that are not good. Because if they were good, what would justify the fact that they were good was the works, Matthew 5:16. Because the good people are not the good people, yet they claim to be the right. You know those people, right? Hey, folks, you want to meet the snakes in the pit? Deal with some of them. It's absolutely amazing how they will sit there and play the blame game. And then when you see their personal lives, you'll understand exactly why we're in trouble. I mean, as if some mystery angelic force is going to come into place and do for us what God commanded us to do. Though those that do, angelic forces will help. Read Psalm 90 when you get a moment. And it's a fact. They keep the commandments of the Lord, right? But I mean, again, call me crazy, but we live in a nation where doctors destroy health. You know that's true. You know that lawyers destroy justice. They're the reason for injustice. I mean, and this is the message that's going to the kids and the up-and-coming generations. You know that universities are destroying knowledge. Who's letting them do that? Who's letting governments destroy freedom? Who's letting the press destroy the information? Who's allowing the church to destroy morality and our banks to destroy the economy? Nobody but ourselves to blame. We can blame nobody but ourselves. I seen a post not too long ago. It was a meme. And it said, this is what the Democrats have done to America. Now, I want you to listen carefully. This is what the Democrats have done to America. Hey, folks, let's get out of that game. And this is what it said. Let illegals in. The Democrats did that. This is what the right said. The Democrats, they let the criminals out. The Democrats, they coddle the lazy. The Democrats, they're the ones persecuting Christianity. The Democrats, they demonize police officers. Oh, look at this. The Democrats let boys into girls' bathrooms. Look at the Democrats. They tolerate and accept radical Islam. Hey, look at the Democrats. They advocate for the murder of the unborn. Here, let me put it into perspective. Less than 1% of the population is doing what it's doing because 21.8 million people in this country tolerate the crimes of less than 1.7%. There you have it. Who's responsible? It's not the Democrats. I've overviewed this so many times. Friends, the Democrats, when you look at the Republicans, I've done a study on it, and you will find that the Republicans are more corrupt than what you call the Democrats. Because the Democrats do what they do because they know they can get away with it. The Republicans are much more vile because they put on a front like the Pharisees did. And the Pharisees were those that had Christ crucified. And I'll tell you what, you have a whole lot of them in government today, friends. And oh my goodness, I mean, when I look at McConnell, when I look at Paul Ryan, when I look at Pelosi, when I look at, and by the way, all you Jersey-following jokers that are loving on Donald Trump more than the things of God, you better know Donnie knows exactly what's going on. He kept Paul Ryan knowing all the crimes and the baggage that comes with him. Same thing with McConnell, same thing with Pelosi, same thing with Reid. He has done nothing to Hillary Clinton. He's done nothing lawfully concerning bringing the rule of law back into place. James Comey's let go. I mean, why wouldn't they do what they do? Because the American people are appeased if they're simply, well, if they simply give in their resignation. But here, let me go back to my point. I said during the last segment that there's a meme out there, and it's my greatest accomplishment with Barack Hussein Obama in the People's White House. He built the strongest Republican Party ever. And I want to say, friends, you deserve what you tolerate. You deserve what you tolerate. And I want to tell you something. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love tells the truth. Read Psalm 109. Read John 15. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you for telling the truth, know that it hated me before it hated you. And why? Because he took the cloak of covering and excuse and false grace off them and exposed them in the light of God's word. And that's exactly what we're doing today. The commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. Reproof of instruction are the ways of life. They are the ways of life. Correction, instructions in righteousness. Read the book of Timothy. All doctrine is inspired by God to do that. For doctrine, corrections, and righteousness. Folks, correction, righteousness. I mean, come on. I am just, when I look at the headlines, America, I cannot even believe it. Here, but on the other hand, when you get people to actually stand up and deal with corruption, isn't it amazing how you win the day? You see, you hear so very little of the victories taking place because there's so very few of us that are willing to actually bring it to the enemy and to the face of the enemy. I want to share this with you really quick. And I'm going to get back. I'm going to give you some good news before the end of the show to those that deserve it, to the doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. We have a mayor in Minneapolis. And by the way, you're listening to the ministry that has under its belt literally thousands and thousands of victories under its belt. And we don't share with that because the glory goes to God. It doesn't come to us. But to show you that we're doers of the word and not hearers only, we have also three lawful precedents where we took it back into the face of the enemy and we won. We have a Minneapolis mayor called Betsy Hodges. She is committing the act of treason, and we have national law teams with her on their radar. And she's already crossed the line. And I'll tell you what, friends, just stay tuned for more to come, because we are not going to tolerate treason in the United States of America. We are not going to tolerate it. So we are waiting for the green light, and she will be lawfully dealt with soon enough. And we know that in Minneapolis right now, it's interesting, there were people that were listening to the same thing as we were. That she needs to be lawfully dealt with. She needs to be removed and she needs to be indicted. Well, the people are shouting her down saying, stop terrorizing us, Betsy Hodges, mayor of Minneapolis. And they're also asking for her resignation. The resignation is not enough. That's too simple, friends. That's too easy. That's an encouragement to tyrants to act out in the way that they do. So just for the record, we're not just talking about on the radio what needs to be done and blaming others for what we're not doing. No, we're on the front lines, friend, doing and practicing what we preach, just for the record. Now, here's your good news. A federal court, because people took it to court, shoots down D.C. gun law. Carrying in public is a core Second Amendment right. You don't need a privilege from the government to act out what God has bestowed upon you. And the federal court in that particular part of the country just set the record straight. Now, I want to just say one thing as a bit of correction, if I might. It was a 2-1 decision. I want you to understand the person that voted against your right, your Second Amendment right, now needs to be removed because they've acted outside of good behavior. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution. So don't let it go down to a split decision. Remove the corruption while you have the time to do so, so your children will have a future and a hope, just the same way that we have one. Cool? We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, we love you by what we do here. Folks, we're not just talking, we're doing. Jump on board. See ya.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.